Chapter 2. The Place de Grève. There remains today but a very imperceptible vestige of the Place de Grève, such as it existed then. It consists in the charming little turret, which occupies the angle north of the place, and which, already enshrouded in the ignoble plaster which fills with paste the delicate lines of its sculpture, would soon have disappeared, perhaps submerged by that flood of new houses which so rapidly devours all the ancient facades of Paris. The persons who, like ourselves, never cross the Place de Grève without casting a glance of pity and sympathy on that poor turret strangled between two hovels of the time of Louis the XV, can easily reconstruct in their minds the aggregate of edifices to which it belonged, and find again entire in it the ancient Gothic place of the 15th century. It was then, as it is today, an irregular trapezoid, bordered on one side by the quay and on the other three by a series of lofty, narrow and gloomy houses. By day, one could admire the variety of its edifices, all sculpted in stone or wood and already presenting complete specimens of the different domestic architectures of the Middle Ages, running back from the 15th to the 11th century, from the casement, which had begun to dethrone the arch, to the Roman semicircle, which had been supplanted by the ogive, and which still occupies below.